You're with State of Wonder on OPB. I'm April Baer. A virtual trip to the pyramids? An interactive hologram of the universe? Virtual reality has the potential to transform the classroom and how we learn everything from history to astronomy to engineering. As part of State of Wonder's ongoing series on virtual reality, Aaron Scott has this report on a cutting-edge collaboration where the hologram's the limit.
There's a conundrum in trying to learn how complex systems work. If you take all the pieces apart to see how they fit, you can no longer watch how they actually operate together. Take, for example, the transmission of a car.
This model right here is used to demonstrate how power flows from the engine into the transmission, out the tail shaft to the wheels.
Rick Lockwood is an automotive instructor at Clackamas Community College. The transmission he's showing off rests in a wooden cradle so that he can slide its pieces off to demonstrate how the inner gears interact. Trouble is, the table generally ends up littered with gears and confusion and games of automotive cat's cradle like this one.
But if I apply that and I hold that there and I put my other hand across here and rotate them at the same speed, I'm holding the sun gear from overrunning.
I probably go over power flow in an automatic transmission, I kid you not, probably 200 times a term with students over and over again, individually, as groups, in the classroom.
Which is why Lockwood jumped at the opportunity to participate in a collaboration between Clackamas Community College, Intel, and the nonprofit tech incubator Oregon Storyboard. The three applied for an academic research grant from Microsoft. They beat out prestigious universities to win $100,000 to develop an educational curriculum using Microsoft's HoloLens. What, you ask, is a HoloLens? Well, it's the kind of invention that leaves you filled with
awe and wonder.
Thomas Wester is no wide-eyed Bambi. He spent years inventing crazy tech at the design studio Second Story, but even a jaded guy like him was swept away by the HoloLens. Unlike virtual reality, which immerses you in a digital world, the HoloLens creates augmented or mixed reality. It's basically a circular headset with big wraparound glasses that are also a transparent screen. It can overlay images, making it appear that holograms are floating right in front of you. You can then interact with them through voice and hand gestures.
It's really opening up how you think about experiences. Things don't have to be on a screen anymore. Things can be, and so what does that mean for the space? Like, how does your classroom change if it's holograms everywhere?
So Oregon Storyboard brought Wester together with a team of students and professionals to create a holographic transmission and then to explore how it works as a teaching tool. 9 months in, I stopped by to see their progress.
You should see it starts turning, right?
Yeah, it's like a hamster wheel.
I can see a colorful hologram of the inside of a transmission hanging in front of me.
And can I move? I can move around it in space, so I could go underneath it or above it, depending on what part of it I wanted to see.
Yeah, if you wanted to get closer to it.
Every time I say next step, the HoloLens adds a new color-coded engine component that starts spinning in relation to the transparent transmission hologram. It's like looking at a tranny through X-ray vision.
That whole animation might take half an hour or an hour for the teacher and the student to actually go through the whole thing. And in the meantime, the student is starting to understand how all these different components work together and create that power flow.
With the first gear completed, they took HoloLenses to the automotive class at Clackamas Community College. They filmed the students trying it out. This is Eddie Zamora.
It's pretty amazing. I think this will help me on my power flow for sure.
What's your favorite part?
The X-ray part, so I can see all the gears moving.
In its white paper on the project, Oregon Storyboard found that students cut the time they needed to understand the transmission from 5 weeks to 1. Last fall, Microsoft inked a deal with the textbook giant Pearson to pilot programs at 3 more universities, and earlier this month it announced a new Windows application called View Mixed Reality. Oregon Storyboard's educational program director, Anthony Pierce, sees endless possibilities.
This is my vision. You see the students, everyone has a holographic headset, and as the instructor, I could pull up the solar system, and all of you see what I can control. And so we can then critically think about everything and go through those steps together. So learning is much more dynamic. It's not the teacher lecturing and the students on a cell phone looking down. It's I now have a medium, a tool to engage you.
It'll likely be years before the Microsoft HoloLens and similar augmented reality devices are widespread in classrooms. But right now, students can use cell phones and basic virtual reality headsets to access a world of 360 videos and other VR content. Shelley Midtune is the executive director of Oregon Storyboard.
Really, the content on a mobile phone can be phenomenal. I love the idea of having students in whatever way be exposed to different humans around the world, different places around the world. I just think literally expanding horizons is just, it's endlessly interesting to think about.
Oregon Storyboard is trying to position itself on the front lines by teaching some of the first classes in the country on how to create content for HoloLenses and the many virtual reality headsets. Summer courses begin June 5th and are open to everyone. I'm Aaron Scott in a virtual universe near you.
We have two more stories about how VR is changing architecture and the visual arts. See the future. It's online right now at opb.org/stateofwonder.